sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, the one-week fantasy game of the New England Patriots. With one-week fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes anytime you want and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code BOSTON to play for free. DraftKings.com, exclusive partner of the Patriots. Enter BOSTON for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
News. Who will the Bears choose as their next head coach? The Score is your source for the most comprehensive analysis of potential candidates. Plus, when news breaks, we'll have all the details. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. Catch the Wolves on the road tonight at Iowa on WCIU's The U2 at 7 o'clock. Bears GM Ryan Pace has begun shaking up the personnel department. Our Zach Zaidman, the first to report this morning that Kevin Turks, the Bears director of pro personnel for the last two seasons, was let go this morning. Pace scheduled to interview Lions defensive coordinator Terrell Austin for the head coaching gig today. Austin has already interviewed with the 49ers and Falcons. Several outlets also reporting that the Bears will interview John Fox after he and the Broncos agreed to mutually split yesterday. Jeff Darlington of the NFL Network says Fox's deteriorated relationship with John Elway was the reason for his departure. Also, Bears corner Kyle Fuller and punter Pat O'Donnell named the Pro Football Writers of America All-Rookie Team. Elsewhere, Jack Del Rio is interviewing in Oakland today. Todd Bowles has a second interview with the Jets today as well. Greg Roman has been named the Bills' new offensive coordinator. And Mark Trestman will interview for the Browns' OC job tomorrow. Cardale Jones said this morning he's not ready for the NFL, but he also wouldn't say if he'd be returning to school. Jones became the first quarterback in college football history to get a ring for every start. Prospects have until Thursday to declare for the NFL draft. Experts believe he'd be a fourth or fifth round pick. The Bulls reportedly spent the first half hour of practice at least watching film of last night's loss to the Magic, their seventh this season to a team with a losing record. They host the Wizards tomorrow. Elsewhere, Kevin Garnett will sit out one game without pay after headbutting Dwight Howard last night. Howard was fined $15,000 for taking a swing at Garnett. Blackhawks, with some much-needed rest, and will get back to practice tomorrow. They host the Jets on Friday. College hoops action tonight. DePaul hosts Georgetown, a game you can hear on The Score beginning at 8 o'clock. And in baseball news, the Royals signed skipper Ned Yost to a one-year extension, taking him through the 2016 season. The Chicago Boat Show starts January 14th and runs through the 18th with a special appearance Friday night by 670 The Score's very own Doug Buffone. Join the Score Promotions team from 7 to 9 for your chance to win great prizes and meet Doug Buffone. Your Menard Score weather forecast. We're seeing peaks of sunshine that will last us through the remainder of the afternoon. With our highs only expected to reach 18, we're there right now. We'll go down to 3 overnight, but good news, we'll be climbing towards 40 by the weekend. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's Sports Station.
Thank you, Carrie Sayers. Appreciated your husky voice today as well, I must say. Thank you to our intern, Eric Domingo. Our producers, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Pete Futek, live from Dallas, where he had his face on the Gigantotron at the Cowboys Stadium.
Jumbo face.
Whatever. Yeah, Jumbo Pete. But you guys have Pete, too?
That's what it says.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
It's a big day, though. Yes,
that general Tuesday hit with him, yes.
Yes.
We do Pete on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Nobody else does
it any
other day.
Something happened last night.
Sorry about that.
There was a game or something, right?
Somebody, and I asked, I said, and they said, yeah, it's okay. He wasn't on. Don't worry, it's okay.
Yeah, he wasn't on. Yeah, say he wasn't on.
All right.
Make us feel better.
Yeah, we had nobody at 10 o'clock. Remember that? It was a long, empty segment.
Yep.
Richard Deitch joined us. You guys have Richard on today? Richard Deitch from Sports Illustrated.
He's on at 5.
Rich Campbell from the Tribune.
5:30.
Craig Krenzel. I know you don't have Krenzel
on. No.
I thought you were putting, I thought it was going to be Brian Bashnagel.
It was Krenzel.
When I was listening, I'm thinking, Krenzel. Who could it possibly be? And I had completely erased Craig Krenzel from my memory bank.
He's aware of that. He's got a good sense of humor about his time here as a Bear. I enjoyed talking
to Craig. What's he
doing? He's a motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also does some radio.
And he's living in a van.
No, he owns an insurance company down in Columbus.
Oh, that's
right. He does very, very well.
Yeah. Nothing motivates like insurance.
Yeah, well, or he can do whatever he wants in Columbus.
Or a five-game Bears
because he was
career.
The last national championship quarterback.
That's right.
Not anymore.
Well, not anymore.
Man, Joe Cowley joined us from the Sun-Times as well. Tomorrow, Mike Florio and Mark Chernowski and some other stuff that we'll do on a Wednesday, that's for sure. Hey, before we go to these Jamokes, caller 49 to the Scores Contest line at 312-591-6700 qualifies for the Night Before Flyaway giveaway. One lucky winner will win a trip for two to Phoenix for the Night Before Flyaway concert presented by Verizon, featuring Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, and Florida Georgia Line, performing live on Saturday, January 31st at U.S. Airways Center. After that, you're off to the Super Bowl thanks to Bud Light. Verizon is the official wireless service provider of Super Bowl 49, brought to you by Art Van Furniture and 670 The Score. Hello, Boers and Bernstein.
Hello. So help me figure this out.
Yeah.
Because I've been turning this over in my head, the whole John Fox thing, ever since the availability kind of broke during our show yesterday. I got three scenarios here. And either way, these could be difficult times for young Ryan Pace. Scenario one, he wants John Fox to coach the Bears, and he gets him. Okay? Great. Scenario two, he wants John Fox to coach the Bears, and he doesn't get him. But the third one is interesting. He doesn't like him that much. Maybe he doesn't think he's the best option to coach the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes in a different direction, and they hire somebody else. No matter what now, he's got a perception issue, doesn't he? Ryan Pace has to manage the clear perception of there being an obvious good choice. And somehow, no matter who we end up seeing, he's going to stand in front of the room and say, I got my guy.
Mm-hmm.
I got my first choice, and here's why. But now there are questions to be answered. Why not Fox? And it's possible that he wants him and doesn't get him. That this is a real test. Now, the honeymoon's over. He's really under scrutiny here because there appears to be an obvious candidate. It's not quite the Joe Madden situation, but now you've got a much more complicated landscape for him to manage because of perception issues.
Yeah, you know, the one I get is that if he doesn't want him, I'm okay with that. Because he talked about the working relationship he wants.
I am too.
Find the guy that he can work best with.
I see. It doesn't fit. The John Fox thing doesn't fit to me in the sense that when he's talking of finding a guy you can work with and thinking about an 8-9 year run, do you invest in a 60-year-old for an 8-9 year run?
Maybe. With a bad heart?
Yeah.
Tom Coughlin's 68. He had a pretty good run for 9 years.
The fact is, they are going after him.
Mm-hmm.
They are. Which tells me that he does want him. But is it something that Ernie Accorsi, that, you know, he says he leans on these guys, and you've got all the connections here. Is this something that Ryan Pace is doing because he feels he's supposed to, or because he actually wants to.
It also goes back to Sean Payton.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
They have a relationship. So
they do.
I think as much as Ryan Pace talked about Sean Payton, that he still talks to him. He's asking him, what do you think?
I know what Sean Payton thinks.
Sean Payton is going to say hire him.
Yeah, look, in the world we live in now, I don't know what's going to happen 2 months from now, but there's nobody out there that's better than him.
I agree.
Oh, no, immediately.
You can say, well, he didn't want to do it. Well, yeah, that's possible because there are other teams that are going to be at his door.
When age is your only negative,
because
there's really, I don't have anything negative on that side of the ledger.
No.
People say
he doesn't win the big one, or he gets there and he can't win it.
I'll take him. I'm not on that side. I'm just saying that's what
people are saying. I'll take his success. 13 years, 6 division titles. We haven't seen that in Chicago in a while.
Different quarterbacks, too. All kinds of different quarterback situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he believes in defense. He believes in toughness. He believes in all the stuff that George McCaskey talked about at the end of the year in his press conference.
Yep. And that matters to George.
The Payton years were all 12-4. I think all 3 of them were 12-4, mm-hmm. right? So before that, he's a record just over 500. But yeah, Jake Delhomme to a Super Bowl, Tim Tebow winning a playoff game. And all of that. And the Carolina thing was a mess. Weren't they 1-15 just a couple of years before? Was it Dom Capers right to John Fox? I got to look and see who was in between, but I know it was
bad. It was Dom Capers to John Fox in his second year in 2003. They were the NFC champs.
Okay.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so 1-15, and then 2 years later, they're in the Super Bowl.
Look, he knows how to do it. He's done it before. He's taken teams that probably look every bit as bad as this team does. I just think, and that doesn't mean they're going to get him. Nobody knows what he wants to do.
I think there might be
better offers, mm-hmm. but it's all in. They're all in on this. What I'm told, all in, and that includes Ryan Pace. All in, not somebody whispering in his ear. He's in. He's completely in, and because Ernie, of course, he certainly has the connection, but there's others as well. And this is an all-in mission.
If that is the case, of course he hires Fortuitous then. Then you're lucky you hired that guy instead of Charlie Casserly or one of these other guys who maybe they knew. Maybe they hired a Corsi because they had an idea that Fox would come available, and this has been in the works back channel for some time.
I don't know. I think because of the Sean Payton thing, they would have gotten to John Fox. So he would have called immediately. The Ryan Pace would have called immediately because of the Payton thing.
Yeah. But the other thing I like about John Fox is his track record with assistants.
He has some strong assistants.
He knows a lot of guys, and a lot of guys have gone on to get head coaching interviews.
Adam Gase is a potential head coach.
Del Rio
he has as well. Dan Hitting is known as a good offensive coordinator he had in Carolina,
and he's a Gibbs guy too, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Yes. Dan Hitting.
Well, I'm saying because there's all that cross pollination because Alex Gibbs with the belly stretch zone.
Yes, Alex Gibbs. That's his kind of consultant he uses now because Alex is older. So he brings him in as his offensive line consultant.
He's
known as the number one offensive line guru of late.
And that's all the zone stretch stuff.
Yes.
What they ran before
with Mike Shanahan and Terrell Davis and what Kubiak ran with Arian Foster.
Stick a foot in the ground and go, right?
What I think Matt Forte would look great in.
Yeah, it's also kind of dirty, too, right? Because didn't Gibbs coach the hard cut and the attacking
the feet?
They're
cleaning that up, yes. Back in the knees, they would even do. Now you can't do it because they call it, but...
They still kind of do it. You still cut.
But it's cleaner now.
Right, sure.
George Seifert was the head coach of that 1-15 Carolina Panthers team.
Oh, was it?
That's very important.
Handsome George Seifert, by the way.
Yeah. So these are good.
Interesting times for the Bears, though.
They really are. I mean, it doesn't mean they're going to get him. It just means it's an opportunity has come to them that he sort of described. And this is the perfect guy for a 37-year-old general manager. This is the perfect guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying one of those other guys couldn't develop into that. You know, the guy they talked to. I don't know. Maybe they could, but he's there already.
Because Sean Payton could sell John Fox as well. Hey, I've worked with this guy every day. I love him. I have a great relationship with him. You would love to work with him.
Then you know that's over for Pace. The minute Sean Payton says yes.
As long as he can find a decent special teams coordinator, too, and try to fix that.
Well, he'll care about it. I mean, boy, Fox has cleaned up messes before, and he'll run a team before. He'll care about it, and he'll get things dialed in. And you know what? Let's say he only lasts 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you're rolling and you grab one of his assistants and just promote from within and keep going.
Yeah, I think it's good all the way around. I mean, for the love of God, he's 60, not 90.
Yeah, that's true.
He can do this.
Same age as Joe Madden.
Joe Madden, 60. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Marv Levy started at 61. He's still hanging. That's his favorite salad. I've seen him over
Oh, I thought you're getting kind of close to tossing there at that point.
Why did he didn't say tossing. I wasn't aware of
you
that.
You filthy bastard.
You're wrong, not wrong, though. Back to the Allison Williams
scene. You complete and utter pervert.
Yeah. Allison Williams.
But now, was it John Fox that dealt Brandon Marshall? Was he the guy that said, get this out of here?
No, that was before he got there.
I think it was before.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah, he had 2 years in Miami.
I'm trying to think. Two or three? One?
Yeah. I don't think John was there.
I'm trying to think what the timetable was when they launched.
Because they had McDaniels. They had McDaniels for a couple of years.
I'm just trying to remember how far back that went. Mm. But this is the offensive hire. Is Dan Henning employed at the moment?
I don't know. But he has to be older as well.
Yeah, the offensive hire obviously concerns me,
But if he has a track record of Mike McCoy and Adam Gase, I think he knows who to hire.
Yeah, I do too.
Maybe Peyton Manning wants to correct.
He'll find somebody.
Yeah, he'll find somebody that's good. It's not like, well, I'm going to set to settle for this guy. That's not what's going to happen.
Did you guys bounce around any of the other feed options, any of the other mega cast options last night? Just stayed with the main?
No, and then halftime synced up with the end game of the Bulls.
Yes, it did.
That was perfect.
That worked out very nicely.
God.
To watch, not to.
Oh, my God. Boy.
Trouble.
God.
Rubble.
The big That's, man.
The circle? Dan, are you in the circle?
I don't know
where you're going with this right now.
I believe Nick hit the button on you there. I think
you can't.
I got
that.
Through with a salad. All I was talking about was an appetizer.
I've never heard that of that salad, by the way. I never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. That's the salad. It's the best salad they have there.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Really? I don't know what
is it better the older?
The whole circle thing, the circle of life, the circle game.
The more you leave it out, Terry, actually, it gets better.
It's better.
Really? Did a dry aging kind of thing there?
Grab a bottle of champagne and head on over.
I can only assume it's a dry aging process. I don't know.
The dry rub.
All right. We're all going to
hell. So anyway, we just hired the Bears to coach. We solved all their problems. Let him think of the rest of
them. Can we solve the Bulls' problems, though?
Oh, yeah. They'll guard somebody eventually. I just don't know when. Yeah.
But you know, I love giant Montenegrins.
Yeah, but you know, and that you was can't one of them. Do that. Yeah.
That dude, oh, my God, he's something. That guy.
He has been something.
He has.
He has been. It's they're all Nikola. Vucevic, Pekovic, Mirotic.
Well, but Mirotic,
they're all from this tiny little land. Mirotic is big men.
Mirotic has fallen out of favor. What did he do? Was he a jackass in practice? Did Thibs decide he's done with the small forward thing, at least it seems.
Yeah, that wasn't working well.
He only played 11 minutes last night.
Yeah, I don't know what Thibs is doing. I think they'll be fine. It's a rough patch. But boy, that
hold on.
We've stepped in an oil patch or two.
Yeah. That's what happened.
We've definitely got some dust on the car.
Oh boy!
Yeah, and poor Pau Gasol made himself a little highlight last night. Oh. That's getting put in the rim. And then falling out of bounds. There goes the Spaniard.
Did you see his face? He was looking to the left, and it took him about 2 seconds to kind of look up and. Look at him, Isaac. Oh,
I guarantee you. I guarantee you, that guy.
Yep. It took him a second to recognize.
Yep. Rick Tellinger doesn't know who he is.
Just posterized him.
Oh. I guarantee you.
Sports writer of the year.
Does not know who he is.
Never heard of Nikola Vucevic.
I guarantee you he does not.
He leads the league in double-doubles. 23 of them.
Vucevic?
Mm-hmm.
And Oladipo had played with some big balls,
dude,
too.
Oladipo is going to be good.
Remember what I said before the draft? I said I have no idea what position he plays. I said this could be a terrible, terrible call, but I will get him on my team and I'll figure out what position he plays because I just think he's a nasty, tough player. And maybe going forward, I still don't know. I don't really know what he is. I just know that I like it.
I'm sad to have missed Kevin Garnett headbutting Dwight Howard.
Yeah, that
last
was
night.
Quite something.
Was it?
Yeah. Your Honor, I believe.
That was quite something. I mean, that guy, there's something really wrong with him.
Yeah, which one? Both of them?
Well, more Garnett last night than it was Howard's
fault. Well, Garnett with the whole fake eating Noah's hand and stuff.
Yeah,
well, Mark Spears told us about Garnett that he knows him pretty well. And he said that he really does play in almost like a trance. That after games, they'll say, well, why did you do that? He won't remember doing it. That there are things he does that it's almost like some sort of dream state out there where he gets to a mental level where he's, and even at this age, I guess, that he's still able to flip that switch that he'll, after a game,
flipped it last night.
He'll cool down and sort of not realize what he did.
Yeah, they were having like a little slap fight. And the next thing you know, he went right head to head with him and tried to headbutt him.
Like Zinedine Zidane.
It's just, I don't get him. And I mean, he's made more than any NBA player who's ever played?
Garnett,
yes. Did we determine that? Yes, right?
Yes. And he's made, he's in like the top three or four of athletes in team sports of all times. Like, he and A-Rod are right up there together.
Well, you start that young.
Start that young.
18 years old, you get the max deal. And
mm-hmm. don't forget, he's Chicago's own. Mm-hmm. Oh, except, wait a minute, he's not. Wait a minute, hold on, he's not. South Carolina's own. Mm-hmm. We claim him. We've got him.
We'll take everybody we can
no,
get.
No, we don't.
Okay. No, I'm not claiming.
All right, gentlemen, so we solved the Bears' problems. You guys can rest easy now.
Oh, whew. Will do.
Thank you.
It's all over.
Thank God you're here, as always. Yeah. And I had this.
That's not sincere. That's not sincere.
No, but this part is. Have a great day, everybody. And in closing, screw these guys.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Poor Chris Christie. Now he has to go back to his day job. No more flying around courtesy of Jerry Jones to football games and cheering on them Cowboys. The picture of Christie reacting to the no-catch call on Dez Bryant was worth thousands of words, enough to make people smile while sitting in traffic en route to the George Washington Bridge. The funny thing was contrasting that reaction to that of Coach Jason Garrett, who's paid to coach the Cowboys and would appear to have a little bit more at stake than Christie. Garrett wasn't happy, who could blame him? But he moved on to the next play and refused to blame the loss on the reversal when the game was over. He showed a lot of class, as did most of his players. Maybe Garrett should run for president. He's a Princeton graduate, and if nothing else, he'd probably be a lot more gracious loser on election night than Christie. I'm John Feinstein.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
When your fingers grace your nimble wireless keyboard, do you feel a connection? Do you consider your 8-gig memory laptop your office BFF? If so, you might be gear-centric. Someone who knows that the right office gear helps you do great things. And at Office Depot and Office Max, we have the quality tech gear you need. Right now, all PCs are on sale, like a 15-inch HP laptop for $249.99. Office Depot and Office Max. Gear up for great. Valid in-store only. Offer ends 1/17.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, the one-week fantasy game of the New England Patriots. With one-week fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes anytime you want and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code BOSTON to play for free. DraftKings.com, exclusive partner of the Patriots. Enter BOSTON for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Some daily routines are good.
Time to hit the gym.
Some aren't so good.
Time to hit the buffet.
Walmart has everything you need for the good kind, like one-a-day vitamins, 65-count 50-plus, or 70-count Vitacraves, each only $6.97, and 10-count Airborne dual-action effervescent tablets for just $10.97.
Time to hit Walmart.
Exactly. Save money on the little things that make a big difference. Start strong. Save big. Walmart.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Cassidy Tire and Service. 2015 is here, and Cassidy Tire and Service asks that you make one resolution you promise to keep. Safety comes first this winter. Every year, thousands of people get stuck in the cold and the damp, or can't control stopping, traction, or steering on frozen streets and highways. Most winter driving problems can be handled easily with a free checkup stop at your local Cassidy Tire and Service. We'll check your tire pressure, your wipers and fluid levels, battery charge, and the wear and tear on your tires and brakes. It's fast, simple, and makes all the difference for winter driving in Chicagoland. Need new tires? Now is when it's most important, and Cassidy stocks a complete lineup of performance, all-season, winter tires, and name-brand tires at very competitive prices. If you promise to make safety first this winter, we promise to make it simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's tire and service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family-owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family. Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Cassidy.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. Need to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps they have a lab or two along the way. It allows them to persist a rapping at someone's back door. Yeah, there's a little bit to do. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Telling me. I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll do the second half at 3:30. Talk to Pete Futek at 4. We'll talk to Hub Arkish at 5 with a lot of stuff going on. We got last night's college football. We have the Bulls in a little bit of crisis, and Tom Thibodeau saying things I don't quite understand.
You're in the circle, they're out of the circle. What? Huh? What? I'm in the circle?
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know what he's talking about, no.
Okay.
I know what he's talking about. You buy in or you buy out, whatever he's talking about, and now you're not going to give it back in the circle, apparently, to buy. I don't know where the circle is,
Miritich though. Now out of the circle?
Would appear to be.
I guess so.
And they gave up a lot of points. They have given up a ton of points.
So did Gasol. His defense was terrible.
Yeah, bad things happened to him. Your friend.
Yeah, my friend. The Spaniard was knocked off the floor and away, pushed out of the circle. It was like a sumo match.
He had that look on his face all night. Like he wanted to kill him when he was done with him.
Yeah, he did.
He was just like angry and like evil.
Scary
and
dude.
Climbing him. Oh, wow. Maybe Orlando. Well, you know what, though? There's a lot of teams in the, and you know, Pistons are playing a lot better. Finally, your guy. But it's hard to watch Eastern Conference basketball, but I would have, you know, I understand like I'm a West team, right, scores 121 in the Bulls, because that happened. You could get one of those teams some night and just kill you with something, but not Magic.
It's not the Magic. A Tom Thibodeau team at home.
At home, not the
giving
Magic.
Giving up 121 points to the Magic.
No.
Oi.
No.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to
it. You don't get candy!
Lunatic. This is streaming at 670thescore.com.
Texting
at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, at Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's boersandbernstein.com and the Audio Roadshow application for your mobile device. Through that, you answer this, the 10 seconds of glory question. How did Tibbs cool down after last night's Bulls game?
Uh-oh.
Yep. Our producers today, Joe Dredge.
I'd like to start out this press conference with a thank you to John Fox.
What? Was that John Elway?
That's John Elway.
Well, he meant it.
What did I tell you about that dude? Remember I was telling you yesterday about that when you read that story about him and how what it's like to work for him? He's are intense. Tough to work for, and oh my God. Woo-wee. He is Rockford's American Idol.
Chris Tannehill.
Scott Van Pelt still look like a penis. Get the penis man off my screen.
Get the penis man off my screen.
Is that him reading nasty tweets on Fallon? Is it Kimmel or Fallon?
Kimmel,
okay. That's a great bit.
Yeah, what is it? Rob Lowe looks like, what is it, some kind of cancer? It was some really...
It was their college football special last night, so it was all like ESPN personality. So I think we have enough of Rob Lowe on the television.
Yeah, the ubiquitous Rob Lowe.
I'm with you. I do like Meatball Rob Lowe.
Meathead,
whatever he is, I like him. Reminds me of actually the real one, but
I like the paranoid one. With the ponytail and everything. It's just the looks that they get for these guys. Whoever's designing the costumes and the makeup has to be having so much fun, because that's perfect.
Know, they find somebody every year and do it, and perfect. Spot perfect, man. Other stuff, not so much, you know, but those things, you never get tired of watching them.
Our interns are Tony Fish
and Tommy Guns.
Scoreboard update.
Hello, 131, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. Chicago Wolves are home this Friday night against Lake Erie and Saturday night against division rival Rockford. Bears coaching search picking up steam, with multiple reports saying that former Panthers and Broncos coach John Fox will be interviewing with the Bears. There is mutual interest, but it is not a slam dunk by any means. Terrell Austin is the Lions defensive coordinator, and he's interviewing today up at Hallis Hall. Meanwhile, Ryan Pace shaking things up already in the front office. Director of Pro Personnel Kevin Turks fired today. He had been with the Bears since 2001, same title that Pace had in New Orleans just last week. Cardinals defensive coordinator Todd Bowles gets a second interview with the Jets, interested in a second interview with the Bears. Broncos defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio is interviewing with the Raiders today. Jim Schwartz tells the Bills he's not coming back, so he's available now. And Mark Trestman will be interviewing with the Browns. NBA, the Bulls are off today, hosting the Wizards tomorrow. They lost at home to the Magic last night, got smoked by the Wizards on Friday night. Kevin Garnett gets a one-game suspension for his headbutt of Dwight Howard last night. Mikhail Prokhorov is hiring a firm to help him sell the Brooklyn Nets. LeBron James, a game-time decision tonight for the Cavs against Phoenix. He hasn't played since December 28th. This scoreboard update is brought to you by SportsMockery.com, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. And introducing the new Simple 6 menu at Subway. It starts with six of their best 6-inch sandwiches, like sweet onion chicken teriyaki, now in made-just-for-you meals with chips and a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $6 each, all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to The Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, Matt, did you say they were hiring affirmed?
No. Oh. Well, no. Mikhail Prokhorov will have his team sold by a horse.
That's good. Good catch. No. A actual firm, not the horse. Okay. Not the horse. not
the Hoos.
I am here to announce I have hired a horse to sell team.
Well, that's him. That's perfect. Meet the horse.
And the horse that rode in on that.
You shall buy my team. Listen to horse. Horse sell team. Horse set price. Good price. You buy.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
Good night.
I really, you know, I if I could, but I think I don't think a firm just wear this, but if I could, I would have him sell something for me. I would.
Like, just like a piece of furniture
or
something.
Yeah, anything. Property, whatever you want to sell. Come back here. Be defirmed, would you?
You can hire him here and work for Chad Ocho Feldman.
He'd do better than what they have. just tough finding a comfortable seat for him.
Well, you've been outsold on cold calling by a dead racehorse. Congratulations. He's hired affirmed.
He's not busy. He's not busy.
Alidar wanted the job, but just got beaten by a nose.
Just nose. They chased him all the way down the stretch three times.
Just a head bob.
Yeah, well, just a head. Oh, yeah.
Hello there.
That bob.
Where is that bob, yeah, by the way? Where is that bob? It's a new year.
Is he okay?
It's a new time.
A new day has dawned.
Yeah, where is Bob?
We did have a wellness check last month. Maybe it was before Thanksgiving. I don't remember when, but it's, you know, talk to him. Less than a couple months ago, so it's probably about that time again.
I think he's afraid of our football Fridays. They were too intense for anybody. Remember, because our football Fridays were intense.
They're incredibly intense.
Yeah, we are
powerful.
So intense about our Bears football. But yeah, okay. Maybe we can give us a wellness check this Friday, because I'm sure we won't be busy. Unless the Bears hire, you never know. John Fox. Or Vivica Fox. Somebody do this. They want to do this. I know you had lunch with your guy today, but it doesn't mean they have to. It just means that Ernie Accorsi loves the idea, of course, and I think Ryan Pace does too, but there's going to be other teams that are going to climb in there on this one, I believe.
They are, but I'm still back to this. I don't have confirmation on it, but I like where Wicker Park Mac is going with this, where he said, why do you think Phillips and McCaskey went with Accorsi? Of course, he could have known all this was a real possibility. And the Pace hire might be part of a bigger plan that was to land Fox from the start. I know people think Ted Phillips is the devil, but he was the person making calls in the weeks leading up to the firing of Trestman and Emery. It's possible that he put this together through back channels. People learn from mistakes. Phillips needs to get credit for the Accorsi hire if this thing goes where a lot of people think it's going. But I like the Accorsi hire in general. I don't think that happened. I don't think that this was all, that these machinations began as some sort of plot because of the expectation of luring John Fox.
No. I mean, I didn't realize, like I said, that it was surprising after the game. Sunday. I saw it right away that that was probably his last game. And I'm thinking, when did that happen? But it sort of makes sense. Basically, you can't win the game. Well, you spent the last four games of the season and the playoff game with a guy who has
old and hurt.
Yeah, shoulder blown out. What are you going to do? What do you think he's going to do for you? You can't bench him or sit him. I don't think you judge him by that, and I don't think you judge him by the fact that he's been to two Super Bowls and lost them both. I would like a Bears coach to just find a Super Bowl. Just find one.
Neurotic lawyer says, John Fox is so obviously and transparently the right choice for Bears head coach that I know with absolute certainty that hiring him has to be wrong.
Yeah.
Just because it feels so right that my neuroses are telling me it must be wrong.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I get you.
My guy said the same thing. He said this is so good, and so everyone sort of agrees on this, and Ernie obviously loves it, and Ryan Pace loves it. Doesn't know him well, but knows him well enough. And Sean Payton's blessing has been all of this, and yeah, it's almost too good. And I don't know what John Fox wants to do. I don't know who else is going to step forward, but it doesn't mean you're going to get him. But it just means if you would put a veteran coach with a young general manager, I think you've done the right thing.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available?
I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12-8-14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions? About marriage? Children? Money? About tomorrow?
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
In any relationship, whether it be player, coach, GM, you're always going to have, bumpy patches. I think the main thing between John and I was we disagreed how to get to the next level.
Out of his mind, totally bonkers, John Elway. There's a piece in last week's Sports Illustrated about John Elway, administrator. John Elway running the team, not John Elway the player, because he was crazy then, but this is completely bonkers. I would recommend that you read it. I mean, I could see why that guy would get fired, because I don't know what his expectations are. Your quarterback is hurt. And I knew those last four games, they were awful, if you recall. They just were, C.J. Anderson was running okay, but it wasn't. That's not good enough to beat good teams when it matters. So you knew they were done.
A texter here from the 708. And by the way, texts on the score are presented by the homeloanexpert.com. Asks, is John Fox that impressive, really? The answer's no, but the fit for the Bears for who they have and where they are is impressive.
Yeah. Agreed. I mean, veteran coaches that you really can sort of say, yeah, you know, I always kind of liked that guy. There's because they come and go so fast in this league. They get their chance. Many of them fail, and then they're never to be seen again as a head coach. I mean, he's been doing this a long time. It's something that's way out of the Bears' comfort zone. They've never even considered this before. That's not where they've sought. That's not who they talk to. That's not who they've interviewed, because like every other year, they need a coach. But yes, in terms of this, is he the greatest coach? No, he's not the greatest coach who ever lived. But the fit with a 37-year-old general manager, boss, and all this other stuff, and him, very patient about stuff, knows how to get things done. Here's what else he knows how to do. He knows how to hire people. He knows how to hire people. He knows how to put together a really good staff of assistant coaches.
This email from Matt says, what about his desire to get to another Super Bowl? Does he have the desire? Why not Dan Quinn? Young, successful, from a winning and well-organized team. We think that would be a better fit to get back to a strong defensive team. Yeah, people love Dan Quinn. I'm not sure that the Bears want to wait. People think Quinn's a terrific prospect.
Yeah, nobody said he wasn't.
But I think they want their coach in time for the Senior Bowl and well ahead to get this thing rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this was very fortuitous. I mean, they were in the middle of interview process and rescheduling some stuff and getting people back and so forth and so on. And sort of not in scramble mode per se that they didn't know what to do, but just kind of, I don't think to this point anybody had knocked them out. Nobody had walked through there that they sat down and talked that you went, oh, my God.
So we got to do this. We can't let him leave the building.
I don't think that. I mean, not that they weren't impressive, but not like he's hired today. None of that. So Dan Quinn has had second interviews, or did he go back? I don't know. But again, you may have to wait 3 weeks before you talk to Dan Quinn, which is fine. I mean, do what you want to do. But I think for this team, I'm not saying that maybe Dan Quinn's going to be better than John Fox, but just for this team at this point.
The 815 says, what scares me is why are he and the Broncos parting ways? Is there something they know that no one else does?
No.
No, it's a toxic relationship with a loony GM, apparently.
Well, you got to read this. He's out of his
mind.
When
you say this.
The Sports Illustrated story on John Elway as an administrator, as a guy running a team. Not a little bit about his quarterback and all the other stuff in his life. But when you look at this thing, you put that down and you're done with the story and you go, holy crap.
Inside the mind of John Elway?
Yeah. Bad place. I never would have thought I'd say that about him, because he seemed like always a fairly smart, logical guy about everything he did. I met him. Did a story on him when he was a sophomore at Stanford. They played Purdue. So I went out and very cooperative, nice kid, no problems. Just talked about the art of throwing the ball because he could throw the ball so hard he'd leave the
mark in the middle of the chest.
Right in the middle of the chest. And all of that. So we talked about it. But you know, somehow this craziness about winning.
Yeah, it's an S.L. Price article where he says quarterback withdrawal, twitchy fingers, and chronic second guessing on Sunday. Long ago gave way to a more generic yen. He said, I just wish I had that 25-year-old body. So apparently he's chasing the itch again. He has to get his competitive. It's a little Jordan-ish, but at least the difference is he wants to work.
That's what it sounded like. Yes. When you read it, that's what it sounded like. Sound like the great competitors we know of that exist in sports, and they're still around, not necessarily doing that, but that thing he does. No, Jordan's not that way as running his team. He's not. This guy is on you every second of the day.
See, every second. He's about winning now. He's not building a team for 5 years from now. It's part of him being an ex-player, his aggressiveness and his will to win. And the problem is, if you're a manager, if you're an executive, you've got to tone that down.
That's what I'd
you
say.
Can have it.
Great to have
it. But you can't always be expressing it.
I think 24/7 on the muscle in that position is the wrong thing to do. I think it's the wrong thing to do. And there is a lot of second guessing and a lot of stuff that goes on there. For the love of God, then yell at your quarterback. He was the one doing most of it. I mean, your defense, they made an attempt during this offseason. They understood that not only couldn't they do much against Seattle offensively, but the defense had been a disappointment to them. So they added like the Bears did. They went on find guys and thought that would help their defense. And it did by the numbers a little bit. But again, it's not, and John Fox knows his defense, and they were better. They weren't great.
But it's just also that how Elway takes losses so
ridiculous,
personally, so intensely that they ruin him emotionally, even now.
That's what it is. I mean, I understand that you've got this competitive streak since you were a child, but you got to knock it off.
You can have it. You just have to know how to channel it better.
Well, you can't channel it, but he doesn't channel it. He just lets it go all the time. He lets it rule his life. I mean, I can't, you know, because he doesn't. He made, when he sold the car dealerships, he made $82 million.
Wow.
It's a good businessman. That's a damn fine businessman there. Then he invested in some stuff that didn't work. And, you know, but he wasn't getting, even when he made that kind of money, and I'm sure he had plenty as a player as well, but even with that, even the satisfaction of knowing how he did with that, the drive never stopped. Not the drive, not the one, but it never stopped. He can't stop it. And I think, you know, most general managers and coaches, I think they have a relationship where they listen. This guy, I don't know how you can have that kind of relationship with your coach when it's him. He's constantly on him about something that happened. And God only knows what Sunday was like, huh? Like 10 minutes later, you're fired.
Well, I think that what we're saying is a lot of people in the know saw this coming because he's a very difficult guy to work for.
He is.
And where you're sort of moving from intense crisis to intense crisis all the time, that it doesn't say much negatively about John Fox.
Nothing. No. I don't think so. I just think that as a, I'm sure that John Fox, and clearly he wants to continue coaching. My guess is that more than anything else, it was a relief. Want to fire me? Fine.
So he puts in long hours at the Broncos Dove Valley practice facility, watches endless film, wanders through weight rooms and locker rooms, eyes practices. He talks with players alone. When you're not doing what you're supposed to do, says Terrence Knight, and he'll let you know. He steps in to address the team when he thinks it's necessary. And he says he makes decisions by his gut. Well, that can get kind of scary.
Yeah. I don't mind a general manager talking to his players, but this is a this is beyond the normal general manager. They're all competitive people. They're all competitive. But this is, when you go get further in the story, this guy, to me, and maybe it's just me, comes away scary to me. Work for him. Be scary, whether you're a player or a coach. I mean, I think they know. I don't think you have to go in a locker room and talk. I think they know. I mean, I think it was a pretty disciplined team. I think it was a pretty well-coached team. I mean, it isn't like I'm looking at it and the Bears jumping offside and false starts and all the other. They weren't doing that.
I know you're also not going to have the weirdness. You're not going to have the gobbledygook. That was part of the reason that Ryan Pace was so attractive. You have a guy who lives and breathes football mm-hmm. and knows a lot about football, but he's just not abnormal in that correct. Same way.
Correct.
And I feel the same with the reason it's a good fit is Fox has got that kind of that yeah. simple gravity to
yeah.
him.
Yeah, he's not. I don't think he's yelling or screaming, but he's in control. Whether you had a guy here who wasn't in control, but this guy's absolutely in control. I mean, I don't think you need anybody wandering around the locker room. And I'm look, if I'm the coach, I would like to tell him. I won't tell him because he's John Elway.
Yeah, it's very hard when you look at Jordan's issues and what apparently Elway does too. Is you can't that managing is not playing. It's not a game. You can't take control of it. You don't have the ball in your hand.
Correct.
You can't force a turnover. You can't throw a pass or make a jump shot.
Yeah.
It's much more subtle than that. And I give credit to the few guys who are really able to be great at it. You know, Ozzie Newsom's done an unbelievable job.
Yes.
And it was a very intense player, but has a pretty calm, gentle hand as an executive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not some kind of a, oh man, yeah, he's 60 and he's done. He's done now. No, he's not. No, he's not. And I mean, when a guy who's been through this, and he knows every bit of this, and there's probably more than even what was reported there, because it's really intense and it's really some atmosphere for a coach. I'll tell you that. When you got a guy with the gravitas of John Elway in general, as a guy, as a player in that city, and that guy is behind your back all the time doing something, whether it's talking, whatever it is, he's doing it. I, you know, to me, for the guy to say immediately, yeah, I'm looking for another coaching job.
Well, and I will tell you this, too, that I have heard from a Bears source who's used two words to describe the Bears' feeling about John Fox. All in. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but those words.
I got two.
The Bears are all in mm-hmm. on the John Fox pursuit.
And they expect other teams are going to be sniffing around. There's some of the, you know, that have been doing the interviewing process and all the other stuff, and They fully expect that there's going to be a little, probably maybe competition here.
But from top to bottom, that this is, they are lined up. They are in a row from the mm-hmm. tippy top of the organization down to whoever Ryan right. Pace is going to be hiring, all in on John Fox.
Yep, that's correct. That's what I got too. All in. All in. Does it mean anything? Well, it means they're all in. It means that that's something that hasn't really happened thus far with the candidates because it was just sort of a lot of preliminary stuff, like a lot of guys and deciding, you know how it works, and you just say, well, you know what? We'll bring them back for a second talk. Yeah, let's do that.
All the ducks aligned.
No!
No, your ducks are gone. Your ducks lost last night. Your ducks are bad and gone, and you and your ducks can be aligned elsewhere.
You know what, you know what they are too? Soft. Get out of here with that crap.
That up front stuff, that defensive soft. Line whipped them.
Oh, he's God. On the team for next year.
Whipped them. You're right. And Ohio State's linebackers are kind of fast. They find you. Yeah. There's fast guys out there. That's some football scouting for you. Boris and Bernstein on the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thinning, receding hair, do something about it right now. With Dr. Ken Stein, his patented Artist robotic technology will give you a permanent fuller head of hair without scars or sutures. Call 312-806-2203. Do it now. You're back at work the next day. Enjoy your own natural head of hair. Call 312-806-2203. Get $500 off. 312-806-2203 or find us on the web at hairrestorationspecialists.com.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. NDDM-19 or DM-80031.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
It's music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to
the 57th Annual Grammy Awards.
And the winner is
such a high honor.
It is not sunken yet.
And radio.com and People Magazine want to send you to see your favorite artist take the stage. Win tickets to the Grammys. Round trip airfare for two to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstakes. The 57th Annual Grammy Awards. February 8th, only CBS. The CBS Chicago Weather app makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local updates from our trusted meteorologists and stay informed with hourly, daily, and 10-day forecast.